Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Yesterday when we were talking about puppy farms and the new bill going through the House of Commons that will ban the sale of puppies and kittens in pet shops, the issue arose here. Do Irish pet shops sell puppies and kittens? Apparently they are, well, they are allowed to. We also discovered there are 75 licensed puppy farms in Ireland, and 30,000 pups go to the UK every year. Now, the pet centre in Dundalk. Adrian, good afternoon. Adrian O'Donoghue.
How are you, John? How are you doing?
Good. You reckon you're the oldest pet shop in Ireland?
Well, yeah, yes, we are the oldest pet shop in Ireland, yes.
No, you're not the
oldest. To the best of my knowledge, anyway. I don't know anybody else's.
Well, you're not. I'm not saying you're the oldest pet shop owner, but you're the. How long has the pet centre in Dundalk been open?
Well, we've been established over the early 60s, but we were sort of full opened in just, I think it was 1972 or 1973.
So, are you allowed to sell puppies and kittens?
Yes. Of course, we're allowed to sell puppies and kittens.
And do you?
Oh, we do. We do and have been doing since for over 50 years.
Okay.
It's been something that started, as I say, over 50 years ago, and has, through the demand from our customers, has maintained through that time.
And where do you source your puppies and kittens?
Well, over the years, obviously, we've built up many contacts of different breeders, and there's many ways that you can source dogs. But over the years, we've built up many different contacts with many exceptional breeders. People coming into our shop with litters of pups, people bringing us up with litters of pups. At the early days, we were the only shop, avenue for people to, when they had a crossbred litter of pups and didn't know what to do to them, there were, on occasions, many occasions were left at our door. And we ended up rehoming them, and that's how it sort of began. In more recent times, through the new since the new legislation in 2016, governing the and regulation the breeding of dogs, we've looked at registered breeders, and that's generally where we use our expertise and our knowledge that we've built up over the years, and we provide then, in my opinion, exceptional backup service for the customer when they purchase a dog. And I think that's our uniqueness. Mm-hmm. And that's why our customers really like and have done over generations bought pups from us.
But Adrian,
well, I just would hasten to add, yes? Joe, we just don't sell dogs or puppies and kittens. We rehome kittens. There's very little options for people around here for rehoming kittens. So we do get a lot of kittens during the year that we rehome. And we do sell, you know, guinea pigs and rabbits and hamsters and fish and all varieties of pond fish and aquatics and reptiles and guinea pigs and hamsters. So it's not just
This is a matter of judgment. What's the most exotic animal pet you sell?
Well, we have sold. I suppose we've sold. Well, at the minute we have a resident attraction. He's a 12-foot Burmese python. He's here, and he was rescued, I suppose, a number of years ago, and he's been with us as a wee attraction for many years.
Rescued from where, Adrian?
Well, I don't like saying rescued. Rescued is probably a sort of an exaggeration. There's a chap come in that bought us when it was very, very young in Dublin, and he came to us, and I sort of took sympathy on him because the animal got a lot bigger than he ever intended to be, and he was sort of living in his bedroom, and I don't think there's too many people who want 10-foot snake living in their bedroom very much. So that's basically where we got him, and it was to sort of keep here because there's very few people that would be able to handle an animal like that, you know.
And is the Burmese python, is he or she, dangerous?
Well, Burmese pythons are dangerous, of course, if they're in the wrong environment as such. Particular one is incredibly tame. It's silly tame, actually. You can bring it out and you can handle it and, you know, set people in photographs with it.
I'll take your word for it, Adrian. I won't be doing it, but I'll take your word. Do you have a name?
I wouldn't like a sort of an aggressive one around me because, again...
Okay, but do you have a name on this python? Python.
Jake.
Yeah. And what's Jake's diet?
Well, Jake's diet is actually rats, you know, rats and rabbits, this type of thing. That's what it'd be.
Alive or dead?
Dead, dead because he's trained to feed dead. Some snakes don't really. It depends on where you get them, but he's trained to feed dead or deceased. Yes.
Okay. Now back to the doggies, like the puppies. Do you have puppies in the store?
Yeah. Now this is the thing.
Okay. You know what I'm going to ask. So go ahead.
Yeah, of course. Well, look, it's. Having pups in a store, and by the way, I would like to add, you know, we are the only pet store that actually sells pups in Ireland, and there's a good reason for that, because it's not in most cases it's not, I suppose, hugely profitable, because you have to have a lot of staff, you have to have the right facilities. We have kennels in our store here that are air conditioned, on the floor, heated, they're sterilized out twice a day. That we need, you know, it takes an hour and a half every morning and evening to maintain and look after these animals. We don't sell many. That's the thing to point out.
Have you puppies in the store at the moment?
We have 2 litters. We have about 6 pups in the store for sale at the moment. Yes. But
what breed are they?
Well, we have a French bulldog, we have a wire fox terrier, and we have a wee crossbreed poodle. And
can you keep those 3 breeds together? Do they keep each other
company?
No,
they're in separate. They're in separate kennels. They're in separate kennels. They are always kept separately. They're exercised sometimes together, but they're generally kept separate.
Okay. Do you get any stick? So to speak, do you get any hassle? Sorry, what's the best criticism? Hassle. Not hassle, criticism.
Oh yeah. Well, not so much. I'll be honest with you. We've been doing this a long time. I would like to think that we have a very good reputation, particularly with the customers that have purchased pups over the year, because we do offer a very extensive backup service. We stand by every dog that we sell, every animal that we sell. We have 24-hour call-out service as well. We have the expertise built up over many years. I have staff here that Alan, who runs the shop, he's here 26 years. Joan's here over 30 years.
Okay. How much is that pet, that puppy poodle? Save a poodle.
The price on the.
In other words, how much is that doggy in the window?
€495.
Wow.
And there's a €10 then transfer fee for.
The papers.
For transferring the microchip registration to the.
And they have to be chipped, don't they?
Every dog now has to be chipped, and it's something that we've been, I suppose, screaming for many, many years. We've been microchipping dogs ourselves since 2002. It only came into legislation in 2016. And it's the best thing that ever happened with dogs throughout Ireland, because it helps to govern and control the breeding of dogs, and that there is very important.
Say with us for a sec, Adrian. John Armstrong. Sure. John, 51551 joe at rt.ie. John, what's your dog story, puppy story, and puppy farm, as it happens? Go ahead, John.
Hi, John. My story goes back to January 2015, when I responded to an advertisement on Dundeal for a cockapoo, which was for sale up in Cavan.
Right.
So I rang the seller and I agreed to buy the dog. So I headed off, and before I headed off on the following Sunday, I rang him and he said, "I'll meet you in Belturbet, and I'll take you out to my house." So we headed off, left Sligo at about 11:30, got to Belturbet about 1:30. Excuse me, we rang him. He answered the phone, hung up, and that number was never in service again. So I rang it, we headed back home to Sligo empty-handed, and I continued to ring the number for about a week or two, and there was no answer. So back in March, again, the same advertisement appeared on Dundeal, with a different contact number. And again, within days, this number was out of service.
Yeah, but where's follow the money? Where's the money? Is he getting, or he or she, are they getting money out of this?
Well, Joe, the dogs are advertised at €350 each.
Yeah.
Right? And again, the following May, the same advertisement appeared with another number. And again, that number was out of service in a couple of days. And then in June, again in 2015, again the same ad with a different number. And that number was out of service within a few days. And again in November.
Oh, so you're saying that maybe you suspect that somebody was buying the dogs using this number on Dundeal for the cockapoo or whatever, and they were actually buying the dog, but if they had a problem with the dog, the number was dead.
No.
Okay.
No. This was a breeder. But I believe this is a puppy farm and a guy breeding dogs. Because there was a number, I've printed off copies of all of those advertisements of that year. And it's the same photographs with the same description telling you how the dogs are reared with their family and they're good with kids and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, if you went up and bought one of those dogs of him and he had a problem in a couple of weeks, you had no contact.
Yeah, that's my point. Sorry,
yeah.
That was my point, yeah.
Yes.
But your money, you'd be gone.
Oh, your money, you'd
yes,
be gone.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Bill Carroll is in Dublin. Bill, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
Terrible line so far, and that little opening there. But what, you bought a dog out of a newspaper? Go ahead, a collie.
I bought a dog, and he brought him up from the country, and it's quite a while back. Anyway, it eventually, my neighbours were complaining about the dog, and I eventually had to get, sell him on. So I advertised, and a man came who bought the dog, and he went off and rang me a month later and said, this dog is not a pedigree. And I said, well, I have the kennel papers from there, But he says, I've had it tested and she's not a pedigree pup. So I said, well, okay, come back and I'll give you your money back, which I did.
Yeah.
And then I went to the kennel in Harold's Cross and he said that they were not responsible for the pups.
You went to the kennel club.
Yeah.
They're not kennels, just so people aren't confused. Who would register dogs?
Yes. I had the papers, and they said they were not responsible. They're only responsible for the dog that they check out. That's the mother. And when whatever pups are laid out, that they're not responsible. So that means he could sell, I don't know what the litter was, all of them on the presumption, well, maybe he didn't know either, that the dog had been out and about,
So, by the way, did you have documentation to say that the dog was registered with the kennel club?
Yes, from the kennel.
Was that legitimate documentation?
Yes, of course it
okay.
was.
But the documentation said the dog was a pedigree. The chap that bought you, or the woman that bought your dog, said, no, it's not a pedigree. And you went back to the kennel club and said, well, it's not our job to check. We just issued the certs.
Exactly. And okay. Why shouldn't they check? I mean, they maintain the dog got day check. That's the mother, and that's about it. And after that, he can have 100 pups, and nobody knows where the pups go.
Well, that's happened. Jim Stevens is chair of the Irish Kennel Club's Health and Welfare Committee. Jim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And do you know? I know that might not be your specific area, Jim. I know your health and welfare, but is that true that the kennel club simply take your word for it that your dog is a pedigree?
There are certain checks. In actual fact, I was with a board member yesterday. We were at a genetics laboratory testing unit looking at schemes to actually have the dog's parentage recorded. And the various technologies and changes of technology which are coming in.
But it doesn't happen at the moment. You just take
it. Doesn't happen at the moment unless the actual owner wants to do something. And if that's then proven, then obviously you contact the kennel club and they then will investigate, because there's obviously the sire and the parents. And it's very important as for the health of dogs that we do know the proper genetic background.
But it's not obligatory.
There are now genetic tests which have been carried out by responsible breeders in terms of identifying possible diseases and which lines are carrying which lines maybe to avoid certain diseases.
Okay, but you say it's not necessary, it's not obligatory at the moment. Now, you contacted us, Jim.
It's not obligatory at the moment, but as I say, technology and
is advancing rapidly.
Changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you contacted us, why?
Just really about the whole issue of puppy farming is something that the Kennel Club has been interested in myself personally. I'm speaking at an international conference in London at the end of the month, looking at the various stakeholders, the ideas internationally that come forward on how to do these things. We worked closely with the DSPCA to write a joint statement and recommendations for the Dog Breeding Establishments Act, which was reviewed and brought in January this year. We still don't think it went far enough in terms of helping socialisation of puppies on dog breeding establishments. For example, the government accepted that they wanted one person responsible per 30 dogs on an establishment. We were asking for a ratio of 1 to 10. We felt that would properly maintain the welfare of those dogs. But really, it's an issue that covers everything from vets to online marketing to the actual buyer. What happens is there's about 800,000 dogs in Ireland, given their life expectancy on average of about...
How many dogs in Ireland?
About 800,000, it's thought.
Wow.
There's no exact figures. But if you have a life expectancy of 10 years on average, you're looking at 80,000 deaths per year and 80,000 pups just to maintain that people want to replace the dog with. The Kennel Club, like many kennel clubs throughout the world, registers about 20% of those. So the Irish Kennel Club registers about 20,000 puppies. So there's a shortfall of 60,000. So there's a demand there.
We're getting lost on figures here.
Yeah.
You say there's 800,000 dogs in Ireland.
Yeah.
Four fifths of a million.
Yeah.
Okay. How many of them are registered with the Kennel Club?
There would be about 200,000.
Okay, sorry, we're going. Okay, so there's only a quarter of them.
On an annual basis, there's 20,000 on average registrations with a Kennel Club. There's a demand for 80,000. So there's a shortfall of 60,000, which is being made up by dog breeding establishments, by what you might call amateur breeders, accidental breeding, and those dogs that come from shelters and pounds. But there's a lot of responsibility on the new dog owner or would-be owner, because research has shown that people spend more time choosing a pair of shoes than they do the puppy. And we heard it yesterday from people who said, I spent 5 minutes and I took the dog with me and handed over the money. There's a responsibility for lifelong, 10 years looking after that dog. It should take you more than 10 minutes to decide whether that's the pup for you or not, to investigate.
Okay, good point. What's the Irish Kennel Club's position on a pet shop selling pups?
There's no Irish Kennel Club position. Myself, as a behaviourist, I wouldn't recommend it because those establishments may or may not. I know you had a speaker on who was saying that they spend an hour and a half with the morning and evening clean out. That's fine. But there are other ones where they can suffer stress from being on show all the time. That leads to behavioural problems. It can be issues of sociability, socialisation, meeting people, meeting other animals, interacting with them. The most important period in a pup's life is between 6 and 12 weeks of age, which is when the more they meet at that time, the more bomb-proof they're going to be for future.
Okay, now...
Unfortunately, if they don't have that, then they end up with problems later in life, and that's why most dogs in shelters are there for behavioural reasons rather than...
Bill, you wanted to come in there. Go ahead, Bill. Bill Carroll.
Yeah, Joe, he hasn't answered the question there, has he?
Well, you asked the question again.
Yeah. Why do they not check the pups after that? Why is it just on the line, months to go, once they issue one piece of paper, that's it, and you can do what you like and call your dog? All the next pups are going to be pedigrees.
No, it's an issue which... If you were to go back to the Kennel Club now and say, this has been proven to be a problem because this pup with papers has been found to be not a purebred, it's been crossed with whatever it might be, they will then investigate and take action on that. Because, again, at the moment, it's been reliant on the breeder's honesties.
Yeah, okay. That's Bill's point.
But now technology exists.
But just to be clear, Jim, at the moment still exists, doesn't it?
Sorry? Can I come in there whenever you have a chance, please?
Jim, at the moment, you're relying on the honesty of the breeder. Isn't that correct?
It has been, yes.
No, it is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But well, isn't it hazard
if an issue,
to...
If an issue comes in,
You will investigate it if it arises. Now, who wanted to come in there? Sorry, was it Patrick?
Adrian,
the pet centre in Dundalk. Jim Stevens of the Health and Welfare Committee of the Irish Kennel Club doesn't agree with you selling pups from a shop.
Well, listen, I'm not... This is very important. And the problem here, and I think most of of your listeners are at this stage understanding that common sense has to prevail at some stage. You know? Mm-hmm. And there's an awful lot of, throughout the whole world of dogdom, there's an awful lot of misinformation, and a lot of people that are getting opinions, or you're giving opinions, really don't have a huge amount of knowledge in what they're giving opinions about. The difference for me is I have the knowledge. And we have, based over 50 years, the only pet shop in Ireland that does this, and I would contradict everything he said in relation to the sale of dogs in pet stores. And I'll give you a couple of wee
insights to that.
Well, based on our knowledge, we get the customers back to get, we have a Griven parlour here, a programme that we grind. We also have an iPet Hotel, which we get the dogs in for boarding. We get our customer when we sell, we're actually creating a customer. We want that person coming back with the dog to get fed, to leave the dog and to get groomed, to get boarded. We want to go from the cradle to the grave. We see generation after generation. We have grandkids, great-grandkids coming in to buy the dogs of us because their parents and their grandparents and great-grandparents have bought dogs from us. And I would contradict everything that man has said, and it's based on absolutely nothing, particularly in Ireland, because there's no research in Ireland to prove that in any way. All right, that's the first thing. Secondly, this is the fact with the Irish Kennel Club. They are a simple registration body. That's nothing. They have no control over nothing other than their own business. And that is not a contradiction, by the way. That's not a criticism. That is just simple facts.
And do you pay? You have to pay to register.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you have to pay to register to get your dog microchipped and registered with Animark or Fido or any of those. And since 2016, since the registration, the microchips of dogs come in, you register your dog, you get your dog microchipped. I'm a registered microchipper. We microchip dogs here. We can then register that dog with a registered database. The dog is registered. That is for traceability. So just one thing. The Irish Kennel Club are a fantastic institution, and we are great supporters of it and have been for 50 years. Okay, so that we're not. I'm not criticizing them. I'm just saying, be realistic and be real about things. IKC are great for show people looking to show their dogs and breed quality show dogs. Fantastic. If you want to show a dog, you must be IKC registered. If you want a dog as a pet, and that's what we are providing, a pet. That's the secret is in the name of the shop.
Okay.
It's a pet and where, center.
Okay. Do you buy your pets from puppy farms? And there are 75 licensed puppy farms in Ireland.
Right. And just to address that, we've exclusively, up until recent days, I suppose, we've exclusively sold dogs with IKC registration. So we've sold dogs for the last 40-odd years. IKC registrations are right. Since 2016, and through the hard work of welfare organisations, the Kennel Club included, and the Department of Agriculture, they've got to put together a comprehensive rules and regulations and legislation controlling the breeding of dogs. That's the very first important thing. But the frustrating thing for me is nobody talks about the good quality dog breeders. Nobody talks about the expert professional dog breeders. We're losing them and losing them, and they're being replaced by people that know nothing about breeding dogs or very little, and they are looking for the pound sign.
But
the expert professional dog breeders, really and truly, nobody is there. And don't get me wrong, I'm only speaking for my own business and myself here. But what we do is, well, just very quickly, what qualifies a person to buy a dog? The problem is not a lot of the times with the dog breeders or IKC or whatever. It's got to do with the person purchasing the dog. What qualifies you, Joe, to buy a dog? You know nothing about dogs. And 90% of the people coming into us, 95% know nothing about dogs.
Well, Adrian, do you vet the homes?
No, absolutely not. No, we don't vet the homes. Again, qualifies me?
That there's a garden and a bit of space for the dog.
What we do is, contrary, but to completely different to the person that buys the dog on a website or online. As people
okay, say, you're saying at least... okay,
we
you're...
spend, yeah, up close to, like, I'll give you an example. A very good friend of mine was looking to buy a dog for her kids. She works, okay. She works, her husband works. I told her, this dog is not going to be suitable for your family life. So she didn't buy the dog. So we will advise the person. We know over years and years and years
I hear that point. Okay,
you know what I mean? Like, what is suitable and what is not suitable.
Okay.
But just one more thing. Yeah. We offer a buffer between the breeder and the customer, a comeback point, a point for you if you have a problem. The contract of sale is with me. I stand by the dog. I give you the guarantee of service. I give you the guarantee of health.
Okay, and your I take your point, and your shop is there every single day. Okay,
exactly.
Adrian O'Donoghue, the Pet Centre.
Every day. Every
okay,
day.
Adrian O'Donoghue, Pet Centre Dundalk, the oldest pet shop in Ireland. Bill Carroll, Jim Stevens, 51551 Joe at rt.ie.